Hello, my name's Amit O'Ramley, and I'm an ISV evangelist out of Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. Today I'd like to talk about using ASP.NET MVC within Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. So let's get started. Here I am inside Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. I'm going to go ahead and try to click on a new project and let that dialog come up. And what we see when we come into this new project dialog under the web templates is that we do have web service templates, ASP.NET AJAX templates, WCF services, but we don't see a template for ASP.NET MVC. And this is actually not unexpected. The first release, the 1.0 RTM release of ASP.NET MVC, went live at the beginning of April, while this release of Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1 actually came out about mid-May. Up until now, the beta drops and CTPs of the MVC framework for Visual Studio 2008 have come out of band of Visual Studio 2008. They've been separate releases that are just simple template add-ons into Visual Studio 2008. And that's the case as well for at least the Beta 1 release of Visual Studio 2010. So let's see where we can find the installer for ASP.NET AJAX, sorry, the ASP.NET MVC framework for Visual Studio 2010. So if I come up onto the ASP.NET MVC website and go into the download ASP.NET MVC framework, I'm offered the option of using the web platform installer or downloading it directly from Microsoft Downloads. However, when we come to Microsoft Downloads, we see that indeed this version that's available on Microsoft Downloads is only for Visual Studio 2008 or 2008 SP1. If we come to the ASP.NET CodePlex page, we'll be able to find this release of ASP.NET MVC framework for Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. If we come under the Downloads page and then come into the right-hand side here and under Releases and Released Products, we will see that there is an ASP.NET MVC for Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1 release. So a couple of things to note here. As we can see here, this version number of ASP.NET MVC is version 1.1. But that version 1.1 is simply for the benefit of Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. In fact, this is the same MVC framework as the framework 1.0, which was released at the beginning of April. The reason we have a version 1.1 tied to this installer is to be able to support side-by-side installations of Visual Studio 2008 with the ASP.NET MVC Framework 1.0 and Visual Studio 2010 with, again, the 1.0, effectively the 1.0 version of the MVC framework. But in order to do that, the MVC framework for Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1 actually has a 1.1 tag to it. So let's go ahead and actually execute the installer and get this MVC framework installed into Visual Studio 2010 Beta 1. To expedite the install, I went ahead and skipped ahead until after the installer was finished. So let's go ahead and launch back into Visual Studio and take a look at our new set of templates. Let's go ahead and jump in and try to create a new project. And as we see now, the ASP.NET MVC web application is a template that is offered for us under the web template folder. So let's go ahead and jump into a ASP.NET MVC project, the Nerd Dinner project. So if we take a look at the Solution Explorer, we'll see that the layout of this MVC framework project is much the same as we saw in Visual Studio 2008. We have our controllers folder, our models folder, and our views folder. Now, if we were to jump into one of our controllers, in this case our dinners controller, we'd see that the helper functions in the right-click menus have also been supported so that we can go in and immediately add a view. So in this case, a not found view. So let's go ahead and create that view. So Visual Studio wires up that view for us. It is a simple ASPX page. And in this case here, let's just decorate this a little better and say dinner not found with a little nicer message along the lines of sorry. Go ahead and build that. And let's go ahead and debug it. So now we're on the welcome page of our ASP.NET MVC application. I'm going to go ahead and directly navigate to the URL that I know that does not work. Dinner ID of 9999. And what we should be presented with in a moment here is the not found page, because there is no dinner with that ID in our database. And indeed, that is the case. Now, in this case here, I'm going to try to navigate to straight to a dinner that I know does exist in the database. And what we will see here in a second is some unfortunate behavior. We do see Visual Studio 2010 crashing. What we have here is I'm running this install of Visual Studio 2010 on a release candidate version of Windows 7, and on top of that, we are running an alpha version of ASP.NET MVC framework with support for Visual Studio 2010. So we've really kind of compounded the set of pre-release products that we're running on. So the mitigating scenario is to really run into or run the MVC framework in this example without going into the debugger. So let's take a quick look at that. So if we come back into our nerd dinner example here and run without the debugger, let's navigate now directly to our dinner that we know exists in the database. And in this case here, we can see that the necessary details came out of the database as we'd expected, and this time we did not crash the environment. So again, we are running an alpha version of ASP.NET MVC for support of Visual Studio 2010. We are running a beta version of 2010, a release candidate version of Windows 7. So with these compounded set of pre-release products, we do still see that there's some bugs to work out. So in looking ahead, the beta 2 release of Visual Studio 2010, which will come out later this year, will include out of the box this time support for ASP.NET MVC framework. However, this will be our initial release of the version 2 of the ASP.NET MVC framework. The version 2 of the framework will depend on the .NET framework version 4 and will not be backwards compatible to version 3 of the framework. We'll continue to have some releases around the 1.0 band of ASP.NET framework, which works against .NET 3, but moving forward, ASP.NET Framework version 2 will only work with .NET Framework 4 and above. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening.